Today I want to finish up Asmachta and start the next sugi, which is Malvin Peribis. So yesterday we said over the Chiddush that Rav Shechter has in explaining the Shitas HaRambam. Very fundamental machlokas, just in terms of how do you define what the word Asmachta means. So again, according to the Rambam, the definition of Asmachta is that you have no Maisa Kinyan. It's purely Das, but it's Das al Tanai, right? That's the definition of Asmachta, is Das al Tanai. If you normally, and that's because the Rambam holds that Das, when it's not al Tanai, is good enough, that it's enough to create a Chayiv. I could become Chayiv to pay money just by saying that I want to pay you money, that I want to become Chayiv to pay you money. According to the Rambam, that's enough. According to the Balei Atosos, that doesn't do anything, just saying that you want to pay money. According to the Balei Atosos, you need to do Maisa Kinyan. So that's what we discussed yesterday, that in this whole sugya of Asmachta, of gambling, it is Asmachta, not Asmachta. The Balei Atosos have to deal with the fundamental question that, yeah, even if you want to say it's not Asmachta and there is Das, but what about the Maisa Kinyan? You also need a Maisa Kinyan. So that's what the Balei Atosos say, that you own the table, and it's Munach Aladav, so you kona the money. You do some sort of actual Maisa Kinyan. The Rambam doesn't have to say that. The Rambam says, no, the whole Sukh of Asmachta assumes there's no Maisa Kinyan. Asmachta just means Das Alatanai. That is the Shitas Rambam. So now, let's go into, let's look at the Gemara on Chafei Amud Aleph. Look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara had asked, "Velo pligi," about five lines in on Chafei Amud Aleph. Is it possible to suggest that there's no machlokas between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah about gambling, whether it's a smachta or not? Meaning, what we wanted to suggest is that perhaps even the Tanakam, the Chachamim, agree that it's not a smachta. Gambling is not a smachta, it's just an enosik v'yishu v'shalolim ishu. So the Gemara says, v'lo pligi, do they not argue? Vatanya bein sheish lom nashalahu bein shein lom nashalahu elahu hareis apostle. We have a brisa that says beferish that the Chachamim hold that even if you have another job and you're a gambler, you're pasul eidos. That clearly is not a yeshuva shalolim issue. If you have another job, it's clearly asmachta. So you see that there is a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda was very obvious only about yeshuva shalolim, because Rabbi Yehuda said ein lom nasalahu, that you're only possible if it's your only job. But the Chachamim apparently hold that it's about asmachta. Answers the Gemara, yeah, the Chacham hold is about Asmachta, but that's Ahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfonhi. That's a different Chacham. That Chachamim represents the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, that gambling would be Asmachta. Meaning, the Chacham of our Mishnah hold gambling is not Asmachta, it's just Yeshuva Shalolim. Emasai, when Rabbi Yehuda says Emasai, it's only Lefareish. He's only explaining the Shita of the Tanakama. So the Chacham, everyone in our Mishnah holds that gambling is only Yeshuva Shalolim. But there is a Tana out there somewhere that holds that gambling is asmachta. Who's the Tana that holds gambling is asmachta? Rabbi Tarfon. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Lo'olam einechem einazul fiyusolun nizirus alafla. And Rashi fills in the case. You have two people sitting down. Or they could be standing, it doesn't really matter. And someone is walking by at a distance. And one of them says, oh, look at that, that is, what was the example I gave yesterday? I don't remember, whatever. That is Rabbi Kamenetsky. And the other one says, no, it's Derek Jeter. And they're arguing back and forth. No, it's Rabbi Kamenetsky. No, it's Derek Jeter, whatever. They go back and forth until one of them says, The way Rashi has it is not Rabbi Kamenetsky, Derek Jeter. The way Rashi has it, just to make it more confusing, they're arguing whether the guy passing by is a Nazir. That guy walks by with long hair, right? So I remember a few years ago, the Super Bowl halftime show, there was a male performer with long hair. I don't remember who it was. And my children were like, is he a Nazir? I don't get it. Like, they never saw it. You know, I don't know why they were watching the halftime show, the Super Bowl, whatever. But anyway, so they're looking, is he a Nazir? Is he not a Nazir? You can't tell that. So they're arguing. The one guy says, I could tell that guy's a Nazir. The one says, no, I could tell he's not a Nazir. There's no way that guy's a Nazir. And then finally one of them says, Hareini Nazir im kamosohu, shahu Nazir. I'll be a Nazir if you're right. You say that he's a Nazir. If you're right that he's actually a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. Sort of like, I'll eat my hat. I will, you know, you say, I'll pay you $1 million. I don't know, you know, I'm just saying it. But I obviously think I'm right. I think that he's not a Nazir, and then I'm not going to have to be a Nazir. V'chaveru amer, and the other guy says, Harein nazir kemosahu. Now, I'll be a nazir if you're right, she'ein a nazir, if you're right that he's not a nazir. U'shneim skavnim l'nazirus, v'nimtso ke'echad mehem, and it turns out one of them is obviously right. V'am rabbi tafron, ein echad mehem nazir, shal safik amar dvarav tchila, ve'in zu afla'a, that is not a declaration of nazirus, because you only said it al hasafik. That's not hafla'a by nazirus. You need hafla'a. L'mit nazirus ela la hafla'a. You need an absolute statement. Because the pasuk says, ki yafli ish. Yafli means with absolute certainty. Alma, so says Rashi at the end. So what do you see from Rabbi Tarfon? Alma l'Rabbi Tarfon d'chi tali tana'a b'midi d'lav b'yadei v'lo yadala. If you make your declaration or your commitment based on something that you are not in control of, like I'm not in control if that guy's a Nazir or not, I'm not in control if it's Rabbi Kamenetsky or it's Derek Jeter, I have no control whatsoever over that. I make a commitment based on something I have no control over, so it's a smachta, and therefore it's not a valid commitment. My commitment is not binding, because it's a smachta. So essentially what the Gemara is saying, the way Rashi reads the Gemara is, we're quoting Rabbi Tarfon to show that Rabbi Tarfon is just another example of a smachta. And what's the definition of asmachta? Says Rashi, according to Rabbi Tarfon, even when I'm not in control, it's still asmachta. Why is that a chiddush? Because when Rav Shesha says kol ki ayavna lav asmachta, that the case of gambling is not asmachta. So what did Rashi say? Why is gambling not asmachta? Because asmachta is only when you are in control, when you think it's going to come out your way, and then it turns out not your way. You're in control of it. But when you're not in control, that's not asmachta. When you know that you're not in control, then you're making a legitimate commitment. I commit to pay this money if it rains tomorrow. I know it's not in my control if it rains tomorrow, so that's a real commitment to pay the money. That's what Rav Shesh has held. But you see that Rabbi Tarfon says, no, even if it's not in my control, I have no idea what that guy is, who that guy is, still it's asmachta. Even when I'm completely not in control of the situation, and therefore, Rabbi Tarfon would also say that gambling is a smachta. That gambling with the roll of the dice is a smachta. Because even when you're not in control, you make a commitment based on a tanai, that's a smachta. So the kasha we left off with yesterday was that, that's great, that Rabbi Tarfon holds that a commitment of a nazirus, if it's al tanai, or if it's based on a factor that's not in your control, is not a real commitment of nazirus. Does that necessarily mean that the same halacha is going to be true about any commitment al tanai? Maybe that's just a din in nazirus. After all, Rabbi Tarfon quotes a phrase that's based on a word in the pasuk by nazir. What does he say? Why is it an invalid commitment? Because lo nitna nazirus ella lehafla'a. Because there's a din in nazirus called hafla'a. Which implies, is there a din in kinyanim called hafla'a? Is there a din in transactions of money called afla? No. There's only a din in nazirus called afla. So how is this a proof? The fact that by nazirus, when you make the commitment based on something that's not in your control, that it's not a good commitment, how does it tell me that gambling is not a good commitment, not a binding commitment? Gambling is a kinyan. It has nothing to do with nazirus. Maybe this limitation is only in the world of nazirus. This need to have an absolute commitment is only in the world of Naziris, isn't true outside of the world of Naziris. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim deal with. That's the kasha that Tosfos deals with. You could phrase the kasha even stronger, because in the Gemara, in the Darim Chaf Aleph, Rav Shechter points out, Rabbi Tarfon is quoted, Lo nit Naziris el afla, to teach me that any neder al tanai is not a neder. That a neder al tanai is a Naziris is a form of a neder. Nedarim and Nazir are like twin mesechtas, right? Nazirus is a form of a neder. So Rabbi Tarfon is used to teach us, Rabbi Tarfon in the Darim, Dav Chafal, is used to teach us that a neder al tanai is not a binding neder. Great, neder al tanai is not a binding neder. How does that tell me anything about Kinyanim? I don't know, the mashmaus of the Gemara in Nedarim is that it's only a din in Nedarim. It's used to teach me about Nedarim. It's got nothing to do with Asmachta. So Tosfos is bothered by this. Tosfos says, well, how does, right, the bottom Tosfos, I don't know if you had a chance to look. If you look at the bottom Tosfos, here we do Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Dama lo nit nazirus el afla. Pirush HaKuntra, so Rashi explains, Alma kivin de mesafkelei I havi nazir ilo, misfeke lo b'shavin nafshei. Since he's not sure if that guy is a nazir or not a nazir, so misafek, I'm not really committing myself. Halchanami misfeka lo gamar makni. And therefore, by kinyanim, when we're rolling the dice and we're playing games with money, misafek, I'm not really being makna my money to you. V'hiksha rivan, my medama kinyan l'nazirus. What does kinyan have anything to do with nazirus? Shiny nazirus, the gully crowd, d'chsef kiyafli. Right, Arkasha. Nazirus, it says kiyafli. It's a din in aflah that you need absolute commitment. It's not just a din that anytime there's das, that's conditional. No, it's a din in aflah. Din in aflah that it's only a commitment. It's not a din in kinyanim. It's a din in aflah. So how can you automatically say by a kinyan that when there's a smachta that it's not kona? So he says two answers. Yesh lomar. Do me kol makom. Nelef minei bialma. What does that mean? That's it. That's the answer. Nelef minei. Mikol makom. Nelef minei bialma. How can we learn from Nazirus? Over there it's a din aflah. Yes, so the answer is we learn from Nazirus. What? How does that answer anything? So in general, we have a rule in the Torah called binyanav, that whenever something is taught, chiddush din is taught in one area of halacha, we have the right to assume that it applies all over. If it's taught in two areas, in two separate places in the Torah, chiddush is taught in two separate places, then what do we say? That's shnei ksuvin aban keachod ein melamdin. Then if the Torah had to say it twice, it means that one, that you're not supposed to use it as a prototype for other areas of halacha. Because if we wanted to use it as a prototype for other areas of halacha, we would have just said it once. And then I don't know to apply it elsewhere. So yeah, by nazir, the Torah is megala to us that a commitment is only worthwhile, is only binding if it's firm and not based on any sort of thing that's out of my control. Commitment is only binding if it's a firm commitment. It's megala to us by nazir. How is the Torah megala that to us by nazir? With the word kiyafli. But that's how the Torah works. It tells it to me in one area, in the parsha of nazirus, and I'll know to apply it everywhere else. If a nazirus commitment is only a commitment when it's firm, mimela, any other commitment is only a commitment when it's firm, when it's a firm commitment. Don't ask me, Akasha, nazirus should be different because it says kiyafli. No, because it says kiyafli, that's how we know that by nazirus needs to be a firm commitment. And from there, we learn to the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula. Yafli is not an exception. Very pashut answer. V'ri piresh. Ri says, "Timi kol makom, maisi shapir, ve'in lahakshos shayni hacha degali kra." Ri says, "No. The reason we can learn from Nazirus, even though Nazirus has that special word ki yafli, mishum da halom mefarish kra maihi hafla." See, the point is, the Torah never told us what the word hafla means. Torah says, you want to become a Nazir, you need to be mafli to be a Nazir. What's a mafli? Torah never told us what the word means. What do you mean, yafli? El galilon krad to be inon hafla, v'lo yadinu mahi hafla. The Torah says, you need hafla. Torah never told us what hafla is. El teisilon misvara mahi hafla. So we got to figure out what's hafla. We have to start thinking. V'ayinu t'kam, ari rabbi yudhi, dabar misham rabbi tarfu. So what are we showing? Why would we think hafla means a firm commitment? Why would that thought enter our mind, that a firm commitment is different than an infirm commitment? That a commitment that's based on something that's out of my control is any worse than a commitment that's not based on something that's out of my control? It's an absolute firm commitment. Why would I think that? Why is my brain even heading down that path when I'm working with the words kiyafli? You know what I would have thought kiyafli meant? Maybe I would have thought kiyafli meant that you have to say the word yafli when you become a Nazir. But it could be with as many Tanais as you want. What is our brain? Why do we automatically, logically assume kiyafli means a firm commitment? It must be that there are other areas of halacha where a firm commitment is necessary. Where a commitment is not considered a commitment until there's a firm commitment. Because that concept exists in other areas of halacha, mimela, it makes sense that that's how you're going to translate kiyafli. Why would we invent a concept of a firm commitment if it didn't already exist in other areas of halacha? Right? That's the kash. That's the raya. That's why the fact that we use kiyafli to mean firm commitment is a raya that in kinyanim and in gambling and all these things, without a firm commitment, you don't have a commitment. It's a smachta. So that's what we're saying. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shem Rabbi Tarfon. The Kibbutz Lachashiv Le'Aflo. Im Kain Shema Mina Dal Karcha Chud Amar Leil B'Chi Agavna Asmachta. It must be that we hold that an infirm commitment is Asmachta. Di Lav Asmachta He Milsa De Lo Yada Im Kain Havyanami Hachafla. If something that's out of your control were not Asmachta, well then it would be Hafla. By the fact that we say, oh, if it's out of your control, it's not hafla'a, must mean that we're already working with the assumption that it's asmachta. So essentially, what Tosfos is saying is that the word kiafli is not teaching an exception. We wouldn't know what the word what was the kasha? We want to say, maybe kiafli teaches you need a firm commitment by nedarim and nazirus, but not by anywhere else, because you only have that special limud by nedarim and nazir, and therefore everywhere else you don't need that. You don't need a firm commitment, and it wouldn't be asmachta, right? Gambling wouldn't be asmachta. That's what we wanted to say, that the word kiyafli by nazir should educate us as to what's considered a binding commitment by every other area of kinyanim. What Tosfos is answering is, no. It's what we know about what's considered a binding commitment by every other area of kinyanim that educates us as what kiafli means. Chicken and the egg kind of thing. In the kasha, we're assuming kiafli comes first. We don't know anything about asmachta. Gambling is asmachta, isn't asmachta. But the fact that the pasuk says kiafli by neder nazirus tells me over there you need a firm commitment. So the kasha was, oh, so you see, only when it says yafli you need a firm commitment. Everywhere else you don't need a firm commitment. It's already binding anyway. Right? And that's why gambling is not a smachta. That's what we wanted to ask. The Tosfos' answer is, no, we had no idea what the word kiafli meant. All we know is that by gambling, that is a smachta. Mimela, we're able to figure out that kiafli means that short of a firm commitment, you don't have any commitment. It's based on what we already know by gambling. That's so Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Tarfon is not really a raya in the sense that it educates us as to what the halacha by gambling is. It's just indicative that they were working with an assumption that gambling is asmachta. If they weren't already working with the assumption that gambling is asmachta, then they never would have translated yafli in that way. So Tosfos says, okay, well then, what we're saying is that without any special words, we already know that if you make a commitment based on something out of your control, that's asmachta. Without the word kiafli, we already know that. And that educated us into what kiafli meant. So, fractosis, then why do I even have the word yafli? If it's true in kinyanim, in gambling, that a commitment based on something that is not in my control is not a commitment at all, that's a smachta, so I'll know that a commitment based on this out of my control by Nazir is also not a commitment at all. Why do I need a word, kiyafli? So Tosfos to that, Tosfos in the last two lines says, no, because by Nazir sometimes we have certain leniencies about what we allow to count as a commitment. Namely, yados, something called yados of Nadarm. You ever familiar with that concept? You ever hear the concept of yados of Nadarm and Nazirus? Yados means to commit, let's say, to do something, to be a nazir. A person has to say, Hareini nazir l'shloshim yom, or something like that. He makes some sort of clear declaration. What if he starts the declaration, but he doesn't finish it? Like, you know you could finish a sentence, and you know what he means, but he doesn't really say it. He says, yeah, Hareini shloshim yom. He never said nazir, but you know what he means. He was talking about being a nazir. But he never said it. That's yados of nazirus. By nazirus, we have a concept that yados are good enough. Even though you never said it, that's good enough. You almost said it. Almost saying it counts as a firm commitment. So if that's the case, one might have thought that even though when I make a commitment based on something that's out of my control, gambling, I make a rolling a dice, I make a commitment with something that's a smachta, it's not considered a commitment, you might have thought by Nazir we'll count it as a commitment. Why? Because by Nazir we count anything as a commitment. We count Hareini Shloshim Yom as a commitment. So one might have thought Nazir we'd be more loose with what we're going to consider a firm commitment. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me yafli, that even by nazir, if I'm making a commitment based on something that's out of my control, it's not a commitment. So that's how Tosfos deals with this issue. But all this dochak in Tosfos, all this back and forth and trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, is all based on the fact that Tosfos understands that Rabbi Tarfon's statement was made in the context of nazir, and therefore it's a great chiddush to think that it could apply to gambling. What's gambling got to do with nazir? They're two completely separate inyanim. So this whole chiddush of Tosfos is based on the concept that Rabbi Tarfon is really about nazir, so why would I assume it relates to gambling? The Gemara clearly assumes it relates to gambling, but why would I assume it relates to gambling? It's about nazir, it's about neder. What does nazir and neder have to do with gambling? Says Rav Shechter, that's only a problem if you think the word asmachta is the way Tosfos and Rashi think the word asmachta means. How did Tosfos and Rashi translate asmachta? Asmachta is a maisa that's done on a condition when we have an umdana, we have a right to assume that you never thought the condition would be fulfilled. That's asmachta. I am committing to pay $1,000 if the Jets lose because I think there's no way they're going to lose. That's asmachta. That's, if that's your definition of asmachta, that has nothing to do with Nedarim or Naziris. So then you're going to be bothered by Akasha. How does a halacha by Nedarim and Naziris educate us about gambling? Gambling is, I'm doing a Maisa, there's an actual Kenyan being made, I'm doing a Maisa Kenyan, and I'm making a Tanai, a condition, and there's an Umdana that I don't intend for that condition to be fulfilled. That I don't think that condition will be fulfilled. That's got nothing to do with Nedarim and Naziris. But how does the Rambam define asmachta? The Rambam defines asmachta as verbal commitment al tanai. I commit myself verbally, except I attach a condition to it. How does a person become a nazir? How does a person take a neder? How do you do it? What do you do if you want to be a nazir? Say it. And when you say, I'm only going to be nazir if that guy's a nazir, what did you just do? You made a verbal commitment. Al tanai. According to the Rambam, it's a non-issue over here. Oh, this is only by nazirus, it's not by everywhere else. No, this is the definition of asmachta. This case is the very definition of asmachta. It's not that you have to make a tzushtel, you need to make a comparison. Oh, by over there, by Nazir, we see that that commitment is not a valid commitment, so when it comes to Kinyanim also, it should be an invalid commitment to the Kinyan. No, these are the same parsha. Neder, Nazir, Asmachta, it's all one thing. It's all about verbal commitment, al-tanai. So the Rambam is not going to be bothered by this kasha to begin with. Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Yud Gimel, U'b'mesecha Sanhedrin Chafei Amin Aleph, Hochichu b'gemara midas Rabbi Tarfon, das machta lo kanya. That the Gemara proves from Rabbi Tarfon that a smachta is lo kanya. V'zui kvar halacha b'kol ha-Torah kula v'lo rak b'nyanei hafla. And that's a din everywhere, not just by hafla of Nedarim and Naziris. Kvar amdu al kacha tos Sanhedrin, so tos is bothered. What do you mean? The Gemara Nedarim only applies it to Neder and to Nazirus. How can you apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula? Uledas HaRambam Nire Delo Kashemidi. According to the Rambam, it's not a kash at all. The Neder Al Tanai Hainu Das Al Tanai. The other way to say Neder Al Tanai is expression of Das Al Tanai. Ukativ Ramel Chavis Lepes Adal. V'das Al Tanai Hainu Asmechta. Another word for Das Al Tanai is Asmachta! So that's what we're learning. That's what Rabbi Tarfon is learning from Kiyafli. That Asmachta is not Kona. Kiyafli means that when you do Asmachta, it doesn't work. It's not binding. So that's he has a little more to say, but we'll leave it at that. That's the Rambam Shita in Asmachta. So it was a very, very beautiful explanation of how to define Asmachta. And it mamish, like the Gemara. I guess the godless of the Rambam is like, you know, there was clearly a tradition of how to understand this Gemara and all of these sugyas that relate to Asmachta that the Bali Atosos were following. The Rambam just like sort of said, you know what, let's just look at the Gemaras and see if we could come up with another definition. And his definition just fits the Gemaras so beautifully. Like every single Gemara is Mamash on target. Yeah? Good question. Okay, so the... Alright, next issue is Malva Baribis. We're going through Psuleidus. So the Mishnah says, who's Psuleidus? So the first one it said is Sachik Bukovia. So that was a lot of fun. Fine. Next one is Malva Baribis. What's a Malva? Lender. What's Asr to do Baribis? It's Asr to lend money Baribis. It's Asr to borrow money Baribis. It's Asr to sign a shtar that has ribis in it. It's Asr to be a co-signer. It's Asr to do anything. It's Asr to be a judge, a witness, anything. Well, judge, I mean, you can. Whatever, but it's also to do anything. Beribis. And yet, what does our Gemara say? What does the Mishnah say? That a Malva Beribis is Pasuleidus. So, says the Gemara, Amarava, Lova Beribis Pasuleidus. Not only is a lender, the borrower is also Pasuleidus. Aiva, Nantanan Malva Beribis. Well, then why does the Mishnah say that only the lender is Pasuleidus? If even the Loved should have said everybody's puzzled. So the answer is Gemara, no, you're reading it wrong. It's not Malva, it's Milva. What's a Milva? A loan. Yeah, it just means a loan. That anyone involved in a loan, a Milva haba beribis. Anyone involved in a loan of ribis. Says Gemara Vayter. So but basically at this point in the Gemara, what are we therefore saying? That everybody's going to be puzzled. Now, in our Mishnah, let's say when it came to Sochre Shvius, right? The next case of the Mishnah was Sochre Shvius. What's Sochre Shvius? People who do business with Shemitah produce, which is Asir. So Rashi has to explain, why does that Pasul Yileidus? Not every time a person does something that's Asir, do you become Pasul Yileidus. So you have borrowing money, lending money, all of it with ribbons, that's all Asir. But just because Lashonar is also Asir. If you tell Lashonar, he's still Kasher Yileidus. Right? Why does that make you puzzle? So what did Rashi do by Sochrei Shvius? He went out of his way to show you that it's not just that you did an Aveira, but you clearly have a taiva for money, and your taiva for money caused you to do the Aveira. And when that's our concern, that it's a chemdas mamon, that it's a taiva for money that caused you to do an Aveira, that's going to puzzle you later. Why is that going to puzzle you later? The most important thing about an aid is that he have integrity. And if he cares a lot about money, and he can be bought. That's no good. You can't allow him to be an aid if he's someone who could be bought. So anyone who shows a desire for money, that they're willing to do an Aveira for money, they're Pasuleidus. If that's true, borrowing money with Rebbe is lending money with, it's not the Aveira that Pasuleidus you. What is it? It's the fact that you're willing to do the Aveira for money. That's what puzzles you. When I lend money beribis, is that an avera that I'm doing to gain money? For sure, right? I'm lending money beribis, I'm charging whatever, 10% interest. It means I'm going to make a lot of money. Bankers make money. Because if you give somebody $100 and you take back $110, that's a good way to make money. Pashut. You're doing it because you want money. If I borrow money beribis, am I doing that to make money? I borrow money, Beribis. I did. Anyone who has a house, right? You take a mortgage on your house, you're borrowing money, Beribis. Borrow $200,000 or whatever, certain interest rate, over the course of 15, 30 years, whatever it is, you pay a lot of interest. What? Is it? Yeah, but even if you're doing an Aveira, but if you're not doing it because you want money, then it shouldn't pass you ledus. So why is the borrower pass ledus? So you could say, well, he is doing it because he wants money. He's doing it because he wants money up front. And he'll worry about paying it off for the next 30 years. Like if I didn't want the $200,000, I went to borrow the money with Ribbis. But I want the $200,000 to pay for the house. Whatever it is, $500, whatever the money is to pay for the house, I want that money! Now! I'm willing not only to do an Aveira for that money, I'm willing to put myself in debt and pay so much extra over the course of time because I want money. I need cash now. Yeah?
Can we assume that if he's going to borrow with through this, that he's going to want to eventually lend with through this?
I don't know how you could assume. I don't know why you would. I don't think so. Why would you make that assumption? Just
because if he's not opposed to someone else doing it, it could be like almost rationalizing for himself, saying that he's probably, it's okay for him to do it. So.
Right. So the question is, would that be enough of a suspicion to say that now he's already postulated, or should you wait till he actually lends with the Rebbe and say, there he did it for money? Similar to like how the Kesem Mishnah explained the Rambam with gambling with Goyim. If you gamble with Goyim and that's all you do for a living, you probably gamble with the Jews and we're already going to apostle you now. Yeah, I hear the Svara. But, okay. So maybe that would be a Svara. Why love it? Yeah?
I just think it's like a little too much of a stretch. Like we're trying to force it to make it sound like the borrower is doing, you know.
If we're going to say that the lova is pasul le'edos, we need to say that it's about money, right? That's how Rashi understands. It's got to be about money. So how's it about money? So I had one suggestion, Evan had a different one. You don't like either one, or you don't like his, or you don't like mine. Meaning my suggestion.
Like, I think they both work. I just think that like it's just like a more of a stretch. Like,
but then how do you?
I don't know.
You know, you could throw the stones, but you know, then you gotta. What's pshat, right? Why is the love? But the truth is it's even more than that. Milva haba beribis. So you said before a second ago, what does milva mean? Anyone involved in the loan. Who's anyone? Not just the borrower and the lender. I mean, yeah, not just the borrower and the lender, but also the Aiden. Does the Aiden make any money by testifying that they saw Reuven lend Shimon money beribis? Where's the chemdas mamon there? Why should they be postulators? Are they? Gemara doesn't say beferish that they are, right? The Gemara just says the malva and the lova. The Gemara says, how can you say lova? It said malva. He said, no, it says milva. Now we're saying the word milva should mean everybody, even the Edim. But the Gemara never really said that explicitly. Maybe milva just means those who are involved in the loan that are making money off the deal, which would be the malva and the lova. Let's see a little weiter. Bar binitus asidu be tres adi. Chad amr kamedidi ozef beribisa, v'chad amr lididi ozefi beribisa. Two witnesses against bar binitus. One of them said he lent money in front of me beribis. The other one said he lent money to me beribis. Meaning, I borrowed the money beribis. So pass the rav bar binitus. Rav said that's good enough. We could pass the bar binitus. How can you pass the bar binitus? Based on the testimony of one guy who's kosher and one guy who, by his own admission, borrowed money beribis. I have a Rav Udamar, love a beribis, pasale edus, vavale rasha, vatabar al tashas rasha aid. Didn't Rav himself say that a guy who borrows money beribis is pasale edus? How can you pass the bar binitus based on the testimony of a guy who himself claims that he borrowed money beribis? Rav Tame, Adam Karvet Salasim, Rasha. He's not believed that he borrowed the money from this. This is an example of Palgina Dibura. Because here's the guy saying, Bar Binitus lent me the money Baribis. We say, we don't believe you that you borrowed money Baribis, but we do believe you that Bar Binitus lent money Baribis. But you said he lent it to you. We only listen to half your statement. We listen to that he lent it. We don't listen that he lent it to you. Concept of Palgina Dibur is a fascinating concept. Maybe we'll touch on it maybe next week. Oh, next week. I don't know. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll see. We'll see what we get to. But now given that, let's go back. There is a Mishnah Bab Mitzia. Mishnah tells us, Elu over and below Saseh, the following people are in violation of an Avera when it comes to Ribbis. Hamalve. V'halove, v'ha'arev, v'ha'edim. Lender, borrower, co-signer, witnesses. V'chamomrim af ha'sofer. Even the guy who writes the shtar. Over mishum lo sitein, umishum al tikach meito, umishum lo siya lo kenosha, umishum lo sasimun alav neshach, umishum lo fnevel lo sitein mikshol v'yresim elokach ani Hashem. Lots of averos. The Torah says the Torah is very not in favor of ribbis. Tells us over and over and over again. So all these averos are being violated when there's a ribis loan. Says the Tosfos Yantiv. Kasav rav echad alov v'chulei. Vatitan malva beribis milva ba beribis. Gemara. That's a quote from the Gemara. When we say malva beribis is postulatus, we mean the lova also. Umash kasav rav dekai melan. Hamalva v'alova shneim ov v'losa say. Sof perkei deba metzia. Both Malva and the Lova are Pasaleidos because they both did the Avera, right? They both did the Avera of Ribbis. Ay, the Alphag of the Hasam Tanan Ore Ve'edim Namisha Ovum Below Sasimun. Ay, but the mission over there says that the Edim and the Arev also violated the Avera, so shouldn't they also be Pasaleidos? Lo Sasimun the Inshi the Malva Velova Mashmalahu. Now, lo sasimun, that particular avera, sounds like it's only an avera on the malva and the lova. There are other averos that the arev and the sofer etc. are in violation of. So what? They're in violation of other averos. So again, what kind of avera passes you leidus? So I give you an incomplete picture before. What do we say? Chemdas mama. Any avera that involves chemdas mama, even if it's drabanan, will pass leidus. But there's another kind of avera that passes leidus. Let's say mechal Shabbos, my pass leidus. So you pass leidus any time you do any avera for which you are chayv malchus. It's also passes leidus. So I tell Lashon Hara, I'm not chayv malchus. I'm not pass leidus. But if I do something for which if I eat nevelis, so you eat nevelis, you chayv malchus. So I'm pasuleidus if I eat nevelis. Right? So, do you get malchus for lending beribis? So pasha pshat is yes. If that's the case, then anybody who violates the ribis avera in the transaction, so far edim, if they're going to get malchus, they should all be pasul, even without chemdas mamon. So, the question then becomes, flipped on its head. We started attacking this the whole time by saying, why should these people be pasul? The lova even, we asked, why should it be pasul? Where's the chemdas mamon? No, chemdas mamon is only if you're not already getting malchus. If you're getting malchus, you don't need chemdas mamon. Now the kasha is flipped on its head. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah that a milva beribis is pasuleidus? Of course milva beribis is pasuleidus. You violate an avera that you chayv malchus for. Sachik kovio, you're not getting malchus for. Mafricha yonim, you're not getting malchus for. Sochrishri, you're not getting malchus for. Okay, so those have to be about chemdas mamon. What's milva beribis doing in our Mishnah? That anyway can be possible. Our mission is about the ones that you don't get malchus, where it's just an avera of chemdas mama. So that's really the kasha that the achronim are bothered by in our gemara. If you look in Tosfos B'Kivei Eger, which I put in the Makoros source number 3. Miloshon zem mashma, digam halova over alav delo sasimun, udelo kamo shekasav haral nach huva mishal melach peretalev alcha aleph, mi milva dibra maskul kasav rash, but delo sasimun ain over alova kima malva. Says Rabbi Kiveger, there is a sheet of the ral nach quoted by the mishal melach. That the lova is not in violation of los hasimun elav neshach. The particular avera of los hasimun elav neshach, only the malva violates. What does los hasimun elav neshach mean? What does the word mean? Sasimun, it's tasim, to place. Lo tasimun elav, don't place on him, neshach. When does that happen? When is the neshach placed? When is it put into place? That's already at the time of the loan, right? Even before any collection is taken up, Lo Sasimun is at the time of the loan. What other isurim did the Mishnah and Bava Metzia quote in source number one that could be violations of ribbis? Al tikach meito, lo tia lo kenosha. What are those averus? When does that happen? What's al tikach meito? Collecting. Prior to collecting, hasn't been violated. So if we're going to say that malva beribis, someone becomes pasul, we're going to want them to be pasul at the time of the loan, right? If we're going to say they become pasul from malva beribis, it's got to be that at the time of the loan they already violated an avera, which would mean they have to be included. I don't care that they did all these other averas when they collect. They need to be included in the avera already at the time of the loan. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Maral Nach quoted the Mishnah Melech writes, the Lova is not in violation of Losa Simun, which means that the Lova hasn't done any Avera until when? Till he starts paying back the loan. Only the Malva, who's in violation of Losa Simun, is over immediately. So says Rabbi Kiveger, our Mishnah proves that the Maral Nach is wrong. Why? Because how do we understand our Mishnah? Who's the Malva Beribis? Not just the Malva, but also the Lova. Does it say anything about collecting? Just as when the loan happened, Beribis. Everyone's ready, Pasul. So he's Medayik from the Rush. The Rush isn't sure if the Edom are also Pasul Eidos. The Rush quotes a suffix if the Edom are Pasul Eidos. What's the suffix? Why would they be kosher? Because lo sasimun means the malva and the lova, not the edim. Right? That's the svara to say that the edim should be kosher leidos. But what do you see clearly? There's no discussion about the lova. The lova is pasul leidos. Must be that he's included in lo sasimun. So he says, you see clearly in our Gemara against Maral Nach, particularly in the way the Rush presents it. Because the Rush presents that he's not sure about the Edim, but the Malva and the Lova are included in Los Asimu. There is a Tosum Bamitziah Dafayin Beis that sounds more like Maral Nach, that it's only a din in the Malva, not a din in the Lova. But anyway, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So again, what's the great chiddush? That the malve and love are pasul eidos. Of course, they violated a very legal malchus for it. Of course, they're pasul eidos. So, answer number one might be it's not so pashut that the love has violated anything at the time of the loan. It's a big chiddush to say that the love did violate Los Hasimun. So, that alone is a chiddush. That's worthy of inclusion in the Mishnah. The Mi'iri has a different chiddush. Miri writes, "Kshem shamalva beribis pasul edus kachalova pasul shari af hu over belosa say af kodem shenasnu shemishas halva over alosa say you already violated the losa say at the time of the loan sheme achar sheinu notel mamon hayulan lomar shein ze rasha duchamas." Now one might have thought that the lova is not a rasha duchamas. And that's why I would have thought that he's not pasul eidos. V'kal makom chimun mamon mevi'el avera, v'kal shechimun mamon machshilo rasha d'chamasu. No, but since chimun mamon got him to do the avera, mele he's a rasha d'chamas. That makes him a rasha d'chamas. Miri's working with the assumption that the posel over here is what we said at the beginning. It's not that he's violating the avera for which he gets malchus. Truth is, do you get malchus for lending money, Beribis? That's lavanit klase, isn't it? Because if you pay it back, well, is there an assay to pay it back? To undo it. So I don't know if I need to go assay. I've shown you about mice. I don't know. Why wouldn't you get Malchus? But he's taking it from the Chamas perspective. And he's saying that if there's a Hava Amina, that the Lov is not a Rasha to Chamas. Because he had no monetary gain, he loses monetarily from borrowing Beribis. So Kamash Milan, the Mishnah, that it is called Chamas because he just needs the money up front, and the only way he's going to get the money is if he enters into agreement where he's going to pay somebody back. We'll stop there for today. Tomorrow I want to take a look at the Nukei Yosef. There are two Nimukah Yosefs. One that deals with this question, and then there's a Nimukah Yosef that's discussed at length by the Sma, the Shach, the Tum. You'll take a look in the Maram Kamas. We'll discuss a little bit this din of Malkus versus, I'll try to get more clarity on this, this din of being Chayv Malkus versus Stam being Rosh of the Hamas. And, we'll go on and postulate this, yeah.
Does it have to be that he necessarily gains from the thing? Because gambling, you also might not gain, but is the action...
It's the desire to gain money that causes him to do the Avera. So even if he doesn't actually, he could be terrible at it. It's the desire to gain money. Yeah.
Why wouldn't Lipnei Iver be good enough to pass or something like
that? You don't get Malchus.